We're going to continue now with a piece of music that everybody thinks was written by a British guy. He was actually Australian, and he became famous as a band writer in the United States. Percy Grainger was a world-class pianist, and during the First World War, he was in the middle of a tour, and World War I didn't agree with him. He was a pacifist. So he played soprano saxophone as a hobby, so he wandered into an Army Reserve base in the city of New York City and said, "Oh, I'm here, I'd like to learn how to play in the band, please." And during the balance of the war, he stayed there and started writing for band. And many of the pieces that Grainger wrote have now become core to literature for wind ensemble and band. This next one is something anybody who ever listened to CBC in the 1960s and 70s will know. It's probably his most famous recognized piece anyways. And it's called Country Gardens. You'll hear there's a couple of spots where it sounds kind of funky. Apparently, the editor that did this particular arrangement found the original score. Grainger hated the fact that everybody loved this piece, so he intentionally wrote some wrong notes in it, and see if you can hear them. Thank you.